Hello, everyone. This is Bill Armstrong, your 2011 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. If you ask any commercial practitioner what the biggest problem facing commercial real estate is, we'll all give the same answer: financing. The credit market is so tight right now that property owners are having a hard time getting refinancing, much less new financing for newer projects. I can't stress enough how much NAR is working every day to turn the tide on this important issue that affects our livelihood and our country's economy. We're in the midst of a complex environment in Washington. Foreign affairs and budget issues are consuming Congress and the administration's time. Congress is interested in cutting costs, not increasing them. Despite these challenges, NAR is pleased to see that three bills have been introduced in Congress that can open up financing opportunities for commercial real estate. The first is legislation introduced by Senator Udall from Colorado. The bill aims to raise the lending cap at credit unions from 12.25% to 25% of available assets. Yes, this is the second time this bill has been introduced in Congress, and we want the second time to be a charm. Another piece of legislation concerns accelerated depreciation. Representatives Nunez and Berkeley from California and Nevada introduced a bill that would incentivize equity investment in distressed commercial properties by granting investors a one-time 50% bonus depreciation. And lastly, Representatives Garrett and Maloney from New Jersey and New York introduced a bill to create a covered bond market that would provide another source of liquidity for residential and commercial real estate mortgages. These are strong steps in the right direction. They reflect NAR's daily efforts working with lawmakers and other partners in the real estate and financing sectors to open up credit lines. Real estate is the engine driving our economy. The right to own property is the heart of who we are in America. That's why NAR is taking every step possible to bring both residential and commercial real estate back to health. We'll keep you updated on these pieces of legislation and the rest of our work advocating for you and for commercial real estate. Thanks for spending this time with me on the Commercial Podcast. Check back here on April 26th for my next podcast. I also invite you to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial Blog at blog.commercialsource.com and visit realtor.org/presidentsreport for all of the latest news from me and the entire NAR leadership team.